arm. They are changing our country right before our eyes. We are being vigilant, standing on the wall, bringing you truth and encouragement, information, news. We want to help equip you. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our listeners on KTW 630 AM across the eastern portions of Washington State and North Idaho, and our streaming live audience out there outside the wire in occupied territory. Great to have you with us. Write this number down, 1-877-999-7680. You might actually want to keep that number handy because you might have some questions for our guest today. We have in the studio a specialist that focuses primarily on helping patriots, preppers, and partisans strategically relocate to the American Redoubt. It's what he does. And we're going to be joined by Chris Walsh from Revolutionary Realty here in just a few moments. Wanted to get some announcements out there. Usually, and at the beginning of the show, I'd like to just remind you to help spread the word among your like-minded friends and family, which we appreciate very much. And let them know they can go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the blue and white stripe banner that says John Jacob Schmidt Show, KTW 630 on the right-hand side, for all the ways that you can listen, including downloading the app so you can listen on the go. So you don't have to be in the American Redoubt right now. It's the whole point is for us to be broadcasting into the occupied zones to offer encouragement and information to those of you who feel stranded right now. And so, hey, the internet is one of the most efficient that we have available to us. So I want you to take advantage of that. And I want to thank the great folks over at Liberty Broadcasting Systems for partnering with us to help get the message out, a message of hope in a time when there seems to be a lot of doom and gloom and a loss of hope, desperation, that sense of despair, because you feel like, well, no matter what you do, the walls are closing in, they're stealing America, our Judeo-Christian values are being eroded. What's the point? We're outnumbered. We'll never win. Well, guess what? You're right. We never will win except for the grace of God. That's why you need to place your hope in Him, not man, not any man. And we know He has a long track record protecting His remnant, a small few. What's left over from what's been torn asunder. And that's our hope and our prayer. And there's no guarantees, but that is our hope. So that's why we're here. Now, so we can clear the table and make plenty of room for our guest, let's get into the news and commentary from APUPI and the major American networks. The news is next on Radio Free Redoubt. International, you guys probably heard this week that millions of records have been breached. China is building a massive data on Americans' personal information by hacking non-government agencies and U.S. healthcare companies using high-tech tactics, even age-old goal of espionage. And presumably, spies are gaining more information on the adversary. We're their adversary. This is reports coming from U.S. officials and analysts. Groups of hackers working for the Chinese government compromised the networks of the Office of Personnel Management, which holds data on millions of current and former federal employees, as well as the health insurance giant Anthem, among other targets. They're definitely going after quite a bit of personal information, said Rich Barger, chief intelligence officer of Threat Connect, a Northern Virginia cybersecurity firm. He says, we suspect they're using it to understand more about who to target for espionage, whether electronically or via human recruitment. Well, government, you can rest assured they will not recruit me. John Schmidt and the listeners of Radio Free Redoubt will never participate in espionage for the communist Chinese. Shoot, we won't even participate in espionage for the communists in the American government. So, what else we got here? Oh, the feds. Another story from the most transparent presidency in the history of, well, presidential history, from WorldNet Daily. The State Department is, they're getting hammered for secrecy on all these Muslim refugees, these stories we've been covering the last couple of months, how the federal government, through the UN, is specifically selecting Muslim refugees, Syrian refugees, Nigerian refugees, not Christian refugees, the most brutalized group of people in the world, Christians. They ignore them. They're bringing in the Muslims. Well, we want to know who they are. They say, oh, this is a totally safe. We find out who all they are, who they are, their backgrounds. We check them out. It's perfectly safe. Trust us. We're from the government. Well, Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy's efforts to shed light on the government's secretive refugee resettlement program continues to play out in letters between himself and the federal agency responsible for resettling thousands of foreign refugees in U.S. cities and towns every year. And everywhere, as we know, they are specifically targeting now rural America. This is where these settlements are going on, including thousands that will be resettled in southern Idaho. We talked about that. And the federal government doesn't want you knowing any details about it. There's a reason why. It's because the Americans are fed up with being fed Islam is good for you. They don't want it in their communities. It is antithetical to our Judeo-Christian values. And that's why the federal government is intentionally placing them in rural, red voting district areas in America. So no wonder this is secretive. No wonder they don't want you to know the details. Well, just like cockroaches, when you shed light on them, they scatter. And right now they're scattering. And Congressman Trey Gowdy is running around chasing left-wing Democrats in Washington with a flashlight, and they don't like it. So we'll continue to follow this. Hopefully, they'll be able to pry some of the details about this secretive Muslim refugee program that the federal government is implementing. Nationwide news also in the Washington Post. Now, this particularly affects the Schmidt family because Mrs. Schmidt, as you know, many of you know, she, just like Ma Ingalls in Little House on the Prairie, she takes her eggs to town and barters and trades, you know, black market, bartering and trading. It's a beautiful thing. It's the American way. And we started hearing about eggs now because of the bird, the avian flu. Eggs are in short supply and the prices are going through the roof. So we might have to raise our egg prices here, the Redoubt Ranch. Printed on traditional 8.5 by 11 pieces of white paper and posted at HEB grocery stores across Texas, they're posting signs reading, the purchase of eggs is limited to 3 cartons of eggs per customer. We've got rationing of eggs in America now. Not to mention all the other things that are going to be rationed in the future with droughts and other, factors that are influencing our food supply. I still contend it's spiritual. This is spiritually related. I believe this is related to our blessings from God, or the blessings that we decided we don't want from God anymore by blessing us abundantly, the fruits of our hands and our labor and our fields, because, we don't want to have anything to do with them anymore. So guess what? We're experiencing problems in our prosperity departments everywhere. So now they are rationing eggs in certain parts of the country, and they're saying that it could get worse. As of this month, some 46 million chickens and turkeys have been affected, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Nearly 80% of those are egg-laying hens, a reality that has been crippling for the egg industry. Interesting. All of our food's going up. Or it was 63 cents per dozen. The wholesale price was 63 cents per dozen. Now is more than $1.50 per dozen. And we're talking about large food manufacturers. And this is going to affect everything they're saying. What is it? Commercial confections made with eggs. Food service providers such as McDonald's and, of course, others. All of them. Breads, pastas, cakes, any of these manufacturing, it's going to affect it all. Now let's look at national. Oh, I always try to bring you news, and if there's something that you can do about it, like great story. Now what am I supposed to do about that? Well, this is what you're supposed to do: be self-reliant, patriots. If you're able to raise your own chickens, because guess what, chickens, eggs going up prices doesn't affect the Redoubt Ranch. It doesn't affect the Schmidt household. In fact, it's actually increasing demand because, well, now farm fresh eggs are the same price as store-bought eggs, so may as well get farm fresh eggs, and now we can't keep up with the demand. So it's actually good for us. The Lord's blessed us. Become self-reliant. It's so easy to have a couple, two or three eggs. And if you're not going to eat all the eggs, or I mean chickens for eggs, and if you can't eat them all, there are people out there who will buy them and then pay for the feed. See how it works? All right, national news. Department of Justice is concentrating on the far right. The far right? Far right groups in a new study of social media usage aimed at combating violent extremism. Ooh, you know, like homeschoolers, returning vets, people that fly the Gadsden flag, Tea Partiers, the far right. What Obama said was the single most biggest significant domestic threat to America. The Justice Department's National Institute of Justice awarded Michigan State University over $500,000 for their study, which was praised by former and now previous communist-influenced Eric Holder, former attorney general. He said they said that there's currently limited knowledge for the role of technology and computer mediated communications such as Facebook and Twitter in the dissemination of messages that promote extremist agendas and radicalize individuals to violence. Well, see, we're not radicalizing anyone to violence. Although we do understand that our founding fathers had to finally, when they were left without any other recourse and have exhausted all other options, were forced to physically defend their values and their way of life. They were considered terrorists in their time. But you know what? You don't have to be violent to be labeled radicalized. Extremist. They're already doing this. They're marginalizing and they're demonizing those God-fearing patriots with traditional American values and ideals. Homeschoolers, those that are fighting to preserve unborn children, those that are fighting to preserve the God-honoring institution of marriage between a man and a woman, those who are trying to keep the spread of the cancer of Islam out of their communities. These are extremist, right-wing, radicalized citizens that must be tracked. Thanks, Obama. Here's an interesting story that just broke last night at 1700 hours. That's 5 p.m. local time. In Laredo, Texas, a U.S. Border Patrol helicopter was forced to make an emergency landing in Texas after it was fired upon. The incident happened about 1700 hours Friday while the aircraft was patrolling the Rio Grande near the far northwest corner of the border city of Laredo. Webb County Sheriff Martin Queller told the Laredo Morning Times that out of five shots believed to have been fired at the helicopter, two are confirmed to have hit their target. Border Patrol spokeswoman Sarah Melendez says no one on board the aircraft was injured. The helicopter landed safely. And they end the story with, there was no immediate word on whether the gunfire came from the Mexican side of the river or the U.S. side. And in my mind, I'm thinking, is there a difference? I mean, because didn't we, through Obama, didn't we erase the borders? I mean, because we're all global citizens, right? So we shouldn't even be mentioning borders. It doesn't matter. I mean, what were they doing up there in that helicopter anyway? Harassing global citizens who are just trying to better their lives. So, I mean, I think they provoked those people on the ground to fire on them because they're just trying to come to the American side of what used to be a border to better their lives. It's the American way, right? It's the new globalist way. In regional news, before we go into the break, something interesting. The stage is being set in Montana, of all places, in the American Redoubt. Hate speech prosecution. Stage is being set. The prosecutor's office in Flathead County, Montana, that's where Kalispell is located, is arguing that speech that exposes Jews or other religions, that's interesting that they would say it that way, that exposes Jews or other religious, racial, and other groups to hatred, contempt, ridicule, degradation, or disgrace is criminally punishable unless it consists of true factual statements. As the Montana criminal defamation statute is worded, this means that hatred-inducing opinions are criminally punishable too. This is extraordinarily a rare thing, and an American prosecution for hate speech. Isn't this something? So in Montana, the Montana statute differs from many other state statutes in that it reads, defamatory matter is anything that exposes a person or a group, class, or association to hatred, contempt, ridicule, degradation, or disgrace in society or injury to the person whose business or occupation. Okay, so does this smell like the newly hijacked human rights movement's got its fingerprints all over this? The advancement of sexual deviancy and Islam. So sexual deviancy and the worship of false gods. They're setting it up to be protected, not only just protected, but to go after on the offensive against those who have contempt or ridicule or degradation or disgrace toward those things. Doesn't the Bible say the Bible is good for correction and reproof? Well, that would be degrading to them. That would be ridiculing them. That would be disgracing them. Well, we're going to have to do something about the Bible then, because that is a huge barrier to this human rights agenda. Oh, should we just ban it? No, people will be up in arms over that. Well, let's take their arms. Well, let's just ban parts of the Bible. If we can get enough pastors to agree, well, we don't want messages of hate anyway, so let's just start going through with a black marker and just have a politically correct, human rights approved version of the Bible. I mean, there's the solution right there. I'm sure somebody's working on it. Oh, here's a good story, though. In Idaho, schools buying guns and training staff to enhance safety against possible active shooters. Now, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's the American Redoubt. A tiny school district in Idaho has purchased firearms and trained a handful of staff to protect against possible worst-case scenarios. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Got it? Garden Valley School District officials say it takes law enforcement 45 minutes to reach the one school in their entire district. We'll be right back. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt.
Think your money is your own? Think again, because they watch every cent in your bank account. This is your Saturday edition of the IN Economy Minute with me, Fox 519, brought to you by Radio Free Readout and PrepperRecon.com. This week, former House of Representatives Speaker Dennis Hassert was indicted on Thursday on federal charges, including lying to the FBI, relating to an alleged effort to hide $3.5 million in payments he was making to a person to conceal his past misconduct. The Illinois Republican, who left Congress in 2007, was charged with structuring the withdrawal of $952,000 in cash to evade the requirement that banks report cash transactions over $10,000 and lying to the FBI about those withdrawals. Now, Fox 519 is not endorsing what the former speaker did in the least bit, but it does represent a bigger problem. He is charged with withdrawing his own money and pulling out the money under $10,000 to report or to hide the reporting requirements. It's his money. He can do with it what he wants. He can pay off who he wants. It was his mistake, and he needs to own that. But the fact that he was charged with lying to the FBI about using his own money is ridiculous. Heed my warning, everyone. As things progress further into economic chaos, the banks will be watching your withdrawals closer and closer. Just goes to my point that you need to keep cash, gold, and silver on hand, at home, and out of reach of the banksters. For more economic analysis and news, tune in to Radio Free Readout each Sunday night at 8 p.m.
Recognizing a communist, physical appearance counts for nothing.
I like Bernie. Bernie's an interesting guy. Apparently, some folks really want to see a pot-smoking socialist in the White House. We could get a third Obama term after all.
Radio. Free. Readout.
We are back at the Voice of the American Redoubt. Thanks for sticking with us. And we are going into segment two here on this gorgeous, beautiful summer. Weather's finally here, Saturday in the American Redoubt. And I know it's nice weather, so you're not hanging around by the computer inside, right? You've got your mobile app going, you're listening, and you got your radio outside. You're you got it cranked up, listening, tuned in. And, oh, by the way, if for some reason you can't catch Radio Free Readout live, we archive these. And if you go to radiofreereadout.com, listen, it'll take you to the Podbean site. And at podbean.com, radiofreereadout.podbean.com, that's where we archive all of our shows from AM 630, as well as our Sunday evening podcasts that we do every Sunday evening at 8 p.m., live streaming on Radio for Readout and elsewhere. You can embed that in your own website and all that good stuff. But you can also download them, listen to them on the go. Radio for Readout is on iTunes as well. And what else was I going to say on that? I was going to say something very profound and earth-shaking, but I guess it's not going to happen. Okay, the deadline's coming up, guys, on the 10th. I will not be able to remind you again. Well, tomorrow night. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Join us on Sunday nights for the podcast at 8 p.m. We're going into part two of at least a three-part series on the coming underground, what Christian patriots are facing in the future and what you can do about it. And we're looking at this from a biblical, historical, and practical viewpoint. So tomorrow is part two. Join us and download the previous episodes and share them with your like-minded friends if you didn't get a chance to catch that. Now, tomorrow night will be my last chance to remind you guys that Marble Country, God and Country celebration that's going to be going on over from the 3rd through the 5th of July. Big event, great speakers, lots of activities is going on. The reason why it's the last chance for me to remind you of it's the early bird special, because that ends on the 10th this coming week, where you can get a 20% discount on your registration and your camping if you get your registration in by the 10th. Someone asked, hey, if I make the trip from wherever I am, Iowa, Missouri, Texas, because I'm looking at the American Redoubt for strategically relocating, what's the chance of being able to link up with other Redoubters in that 2-week period? It's a very good chance you'll be able to link up with other folks. You're going to meet a lot of them at God and Country, and it's a great opportunity to exchange numbers and everything. We will be pre-training our Patriots to sniff out informants and agents provocateur so that they have the best probability that they know that they are dealing with an actual, real, true, genuine, heartfelt patriot, and build relationships like so many relationships have been built. It's been amazing seeing people strategically relocate to the American Redoubt and meet others at AMRON meetings or Patriot events or get in touch through the network and some amazing friendships. Just really very, very cool. But that's going to go on through the third, from the 3rd through the 5th of July. And I've got my handy dandy flyer here for this. Pastor Sharam Hadian, Pastor John Weaver, Patriot pastor, very rare commodity these days. Representative Matt Shea, conservative Patriot state representative, another very rare commodity. I will be speaking, and of course, there's a special events going on for the whole family. Good stuff. All right. Now, it is an honor for me to be able to introduce you guys to a great friend, someone who's been very supportive of Radio Free Readout from the very beginning. And he's not just a man of ideas, although he's got great ideas. He's also a man of action. He is in the trenches, engaged in what he's been called to. His contribution to the American Redoubt has been to take his skills and background in his trade, his craft, real estate and real estate development, and just sniffing out the type of properties that are best suited for patriots that are looking to strategically relocate. And he's helped so many people in this process, and he is a God-fearing patriot. So from Revolutionary Realty, Chris Walsh, welcome, and thank you for joining me in the studio at Radio Free Readout.
I'm glad to be here, John. Thank you for having me here. I appreciate everything that you're doing. I mean, I watched you grow this thing, and you know, I watched you mature, and it's just been awesome. And I really, really appreciate everything that you bring to the people, you know, that are in our group. I mean, I can't tell you how many people call me up and tell me, you know, listen, Chris, I've been looking around for somebody like you, and I ended up listening to Radio Free Readout, and I didn't recognize that that's who you actually were. I've been listening to RFR for a long time, and I don't know, you've had a profound effect on a lot of people, and I want to tell you thank you.
Well, thank you. I do get that a lot from folks, and that is a heavy thing. That's a lot of responsibility. I mean, you better not take that lightly, no. And you have to.
No.
There's consequences to that. There are blessings that come with that. And one day I'll be held to account for, you know, having that type of influence. And what did you do with it? That scares me. I'm a God fearing man. I fear the Lord greatly, and I'm going to be standing in front of him one day. So that is always in the back of my mind, but we have grown, and it's been a great, it's just been an amazing thing. It's such a unique thing to be called to. What I really, really appreciate are the loyal folks like yourself who've been with me from the beginning, making this possible. I mean, you've helped financially contribute. You've helped spread the word, and it's without that, it would just be, you know, a guy with an idea having a podcast, and you know, you've helped it turn it into what it is. So thank you. So let's talk about what it is that you do. Revolutionary Realty. What is that?
What it is, I have a small brokerage. It's myself and one other realtor. And what we do is we have for the last 7 years or so focused all of our efforts on basically redoubters, you know, people that are preppers, people that are survivalists, folks that don't want to call themselves either one of those, but typically are Christian people and want to move from other areas of the country to someplace that they feel safer. Yeah. And for me, and you know, for Casey, the realtor that works with me and my company, our primary issue, what we want to do for everybody that comes here, is find them property that is more sustainable, more you know, security wise. In other words, so we're looking for properties that have a primary and a secondary water source. We want a property that doesn't get looked down on from the road. We want a property that can grow some food on the property itself. We want a property that's going to be in an area that's got a lot of other people that think the same way.
Yes.
And we know where they're at. And it's gotten to the point now where we've sold, I mean, probably somewhere between 550 and 650 families that we've serviced and that we've sold properties to. So what I've noticed here just recently is that we're working now on second generation and sometimes third generation families. So for example, we would have a road and I've got a client that comes and wants to buy a property. We find a property on that road. Well, right behind that property, there's another set of Patriots that are already there.
Yes.
So we've already got a second, you know, like I say, a first and a second generation sometimes already there in place. So it's a really cool thing because, you know, the people that are coming here, one of the primary things that they're looking for is to be around people that are like-minded. They want to be around people that are just the same way, that think the same way. And it's so comforting to them, you know, when they find that type of thing. And that's it's cool for us because I know who's up those roads. You know what I mean? I know who lives there.
that's so good to hear reinforced because, you know, if you were to look at the Socialist Review in Spokane or the Coeur d'Alene Pravda, the local newspapers, they have a corner on the market for disinformation and yellow journalism, which to look at the inland Pacific Northwest, greater Spokane, Coeur d'Alene area from a distance, you would think it was a liberal communist mecca, but that's anything but the truth. Now, they're vocal only because the media, who's dominated by the left, give them so much press time, but it gives a false impression that that they're a growing minority and nearly a majority, and it's not true.
No, they're a long ways from being a majority. I mean, you know, the Coeur d'Alene itself, you know, the town of Coeur d'Alene in Kootenai County has been, you know, pretty much, I wouldn't call it taken over by the socialists, but there's a lot of them that are involved in it. So they've got a lot more restrictive stuff going on in Kootenai County. Now, that being said, once you get outside of it, I mean, 2 miles, 3 miles outside of Coeur d'Alene and everything changes, it's upside down. Mm-hmm. So conservative versus liberal here, I would call it, somewhere in the neighborhood of 95% conservative, 5% liberal. And just for all your listeners, just so you know, I don't sell any property to liberals at all. There are no liberals that I sell property to.
In fact, you make that clear. You advertise that.
I tell them to go to Montana if they got a problem, or go back to California, or go back to, you know, wherever they come from. I don't really care. But the idea is that I'll ask people. I mean, when they call me, I'll talk to them and I'll say, hey, listen, you know, no offense intended, but who'd you vote for? And if they say Obama, I tell them, listen, this ain't the state for you. Go away.
Good for you.
I don't really care. I have the ability, you know, to discriminate on the basis of political persuasion.
Yes.
It's not a protected class. And I can tell anybody I want to, listen, you're a voter for, you know, like I say, you know, Nancy Pelosi. Okay, that's cool. Stay in her district.
Have you actually had to do that?
Don't come this way. Oh, yeah. Sure.
So
I had a lady the other day that called me up and she wanted to fight with me. She calls me up and I answered the phone and she says, yeah, I'm going to move up to North Idaho. And basically I'm going to have you take care of me. You're going to service me. You're going to sell me a house in Coeur d'Alene. And I said, okay, that's fine. I said, you know, are you a prepper? Are you a survivalist? Or are you just wanting to move into the area? What's going on? Well, I'm from such and such in California. And basically, you know, I want to move up there, but you know, the area itself is a little bit concerning to me because I understand it's really conservative and I'm a liberal. And I said, well, that's great. I said, no problem. I said, don't come here.
Yeah.
Really, you know, just don't. It doesn't make any sense, you know. So she says to me, she actually threatens me. She tells me, she said, well, I'm going to report you. You have to take care of me. You have to service me. And I said, ma'am, I don't have to do any such thing. I said, I work for myself. I said, I'll service who I want to. And I said, if you got a problem, I said, you can call the real estate commission. You can call FHA or HUD. You are not a protected class.
Her first lesson in freedom, probably.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And she did. She actually called the real estate commission and they called me up and they started laughing about it.
Good.
You know, Chris, what are you doing turning away liberals? I said, you know, you guys know I'm going to do it. They started laughing. Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
I said, okay, great.
They're like, we hate it that it's so conservative here, but it's so beautiful.
I don't want them here.
They want to ruin it like they did Lake Tahoe or anywhere else that they wreck.
I don't want them here. Okay. Look, look, if you're a liberal, just stay where you're at. Don't come here. Okay. We don't have any room for you. It's not, we don't want you around here. The idea is simply, we want people that are like-minded. We want people that love freedom. We want patriots.
Yes.
We want people that are looking for hope on the other side of what's coming.
Right.
You know, so the idea is liberals come here and all they are is a drain on society and all they're going to do is hurt it the same way as it was, the same way they did everywhere they've been. They wrecked Detroit and they wrecked Washington, D.C. and they wrecked California. Look, stay there. You made your bed, lay in it. Don't come here.
Yeah.
You know, it's not necessary. I love the idea that I can tell them to get bent. That's great. I like it.
Well, and you know, hey, but you know, as Christians, we could say, I will gladly share the gospel with you. You can reject that. Mm-hmm. But if you repent and give your life to Jesus, you can move to the American Redoubt. We'll bring you in with open arms.
Right, absolutely.
How's that?
And just to clarify, just to make sure that your viewers are understanding what I'm saying here, I don't discriminate on the basis of, you know, sexual persuasion or, you know, race or ethnicity or any of that
or kind religion.
Of stuff. Or religion. Any of the protected classes. We do. I don't care if you're a Baptist or a Catholic. I don't care what you are. It doesn't really matter to me. Right. All I care about is your political persuasion, because if you're going to bring that with you, you're going to try to make this here, this beautiful area that's full of freedom loving people and patriots and just plainly good people. A lot of them got chickens. You're going to make those people into what you came from.
Right.
And that's the whole key, is to stop it from becoming like that. It's like here, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, people here don't like the Californians. You know who doesn't like the Californians here?
The Californians.
Yep. Ex-Californians are death on Californians.
Yes.
They are. But you get the average person here from Wisconsin, California, they don't pay any attention to it. You get a Californian, though, they see a Californian license plate, oh, they start snarling.
Oh, they do. They're like, now I got here from California, now lock the gate.
Lock the door. That's right. That's right. They look hard at them. They really do.
Man, that's something. Okay. So, when somebody calls you up, what are they typically looking for? They naturally gravitate towards you just for, no, hold on. Let me back up a minute, because we got listeners in Washington all over the place. You are licensed to practice specifically where?
In Idaho only.
Idaho only.
Okay. I used to sell property in Washington, but it ended up being just the rules and the regulations that I had to fit with in Washington. Most of them came from Seattle, and I'm sure that any of your Washington viewers totally get that.
Yeah, they do. And I was going to say that, we've done a couple of polls, and actually Kootenai County, Idaho is the number one destination in the American Redoubt where patriots are relocating to. Number two is Bonner County. Number three is Stevens County in Washington. And then there's Moscow, Idaho, and then Kalispell, Montana. Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of goes out Bozeman, Montana, and places like that. Yeah. And even Southern Idaho around Boise, mostly because of the industrial support, because people have businesses. But it seems like most of the Seattle, or the left side of the mountains, that are fleeing into, you know, the free zones to get away from the coastal area, or gravitate towards Stevens County, number one. And do you work with any other realtors that are dealing with people in the same, where you guys can refer folks? Yeah, just cults.
Not a whole lot. And the reason for it is because, you know, the people that that are wanting to go to, say, a Stevens County, they're not really bouncing around back and forth between, you know, Stevens County, Washington, and Idaho, and Montana, and Wyoming. Yeah. And, you know, like, I'll be glad to refer people out. I don't really care. If somebody wants to be in Washington, I'm happy to send them to a Washington
realtor. Well, I'm wondering if you have a network of other like-minded patriot-type realtors that are really trying to work hard to support the American Redoubt and help patriots who are strategically relocating here, and they're all on the same page. They know what they're looking for.
To a degree. I know a handful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know a handful. The thing of it is that, you know, to be perfectly frank, it's hard to figure out which ones are real and which ones have just jumped on the bandwagon to be able to make some money.
That's true. You definitely want to use discernment, because there's a lot of folks that are trying to cash in, if you will, on the Patriot movement or the American Redoubt movement or the prepper, new prepper community. And so, man, you want to be very careful, you know, with that. And of course, you've got a proven track record. You're genuine. You're the real deal. And that's why you're one of our sponsors, because.
Dude, you want to check a realtor or check a listing and find out if they're actually the real thing or not?
Yeah.
Look at the listing, and when it says state-of-the-art alternative energy system, dig into it. And if that state-of-the-art alternative energy system consists of two solar panels and two car batteries and an inverter out of a Winnebago camper, that's not state-of-the-art, okay?
Yeah.
And basically, when you look at the listing and it says state-of-the-art, they really don't know what they're talking about. And if they don't, well, it's not really that great of a prepper property, right? You could put the same thing on top of any camper.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it'll run your lights for like 20 minutes and then it's over.
That's not good. All right. Well, we're going to set up and take a break here. Afterward, When we come back, the phone lines will be open at 1-877-999-7684. We're here with Chris Walsh from Revolutionary Realty. For those of you strategically relocating to the American Redoubt, stay right there.
In the days of Noah, Book 2, persecution by best-selling author Mark Goodwin. Globalist conspiracy transpires by way of a false flag attack against America's energy infrastructure. Noah and Cassandra Parker witness a complete economic meltdown, which is intentionally triggered by the event. The assault is blamed on patriots and Christians who are rounded up into detention centers across the country. Noah and his friends must take action to prepare for the meltdown and defend against the totalitarian regime, which is gunning for their freedom and, quite possibly, their very lives. Get your copy of The Days of Noah, Book 2, Persecution for Kindle, paperback, or audio edition at Amazon.com today.
Being a patriot isn't easy. It takes work. And I see too many conservatives, even patriotic people, taking our remaining liberty for granted. Most are happy to just float along enjoying freedom. Freedoms that were hard won and fought for by others at great sacrifice. But most conservative Americans do little or nothing to keep what's left. We often hear people say we need to take back America. But if we can't even hold the line and don't stop losing ground, how can we expect to ever take anything back? Thomas Paine said, "Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it." He didn't say undergoing the fatigue of supporting it was a great idea. And he didn't say maybe we should. He said, "We must." But maybe we've come to a point where even patriotic citizens don't want to do anything that might fatigue them. If that doesn't change soon, well, one day we'll be saying, "Remember freedom? Wasn't it nice?" I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, coming right back at you in segment three. The number is 1-877-999-7684, and we are with a great guest and a supporter of Radio for Redoubt, Chris Walsh from Revolutionary Realty, working to help patriots and preppers strategically relocate to the Inland Pacific Northwest states, the American Redoubt. And I just want to thank you for being with us. And I know that we get a lot of calls, or we get a lot of emails. Oh, by the way, you can email me too, johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com, with your ideas, suggestions, constructive feedback, and your prayers and support. Much appreciated. And this is mainly, 90%ly, a listener-supported radio show. So please go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the Donate or Support tab there on the website. Any amount, $5, $10, $20 a month, $50 a month, anything that if you're blessed by Radio Free Redoubt and you feel like it's worth supporting, please consider doing that. Prayerfully consider doing that. And I know there's 50 bazillion people trying to pull you in 55 bazillion different directions asking for your money. After prayerfully considering it, if it's something that you'd like to help support and keep on the air, we are very, very grateful. And we always strive to be good stewards with that. So, all right. Now, Chris Walsh from Revolutionary Realty, specializing mostly in Idaho. But so let's talk about some things that are not necessarily restrictive to. Doesn't matter where you live. These are universal rules for looking for property. What would you list as the top, top requirements that somebody should just say, this is specifically, I won't settle for less. This is what I'm looking for. What do you see folks in their top five list and those that need to help form a list? What do you advise them on?
First thing is water. There's water. Nothing more important to you than water. So on water, what I'd like to do for each one of my clients, and what I think that anybody should do, no matter what property they're looking for, whether they're in West Virginia or if they're in Washington State or California or whatever, make sure you got a primary and a secondary source of water. Now, the primary source of water is typically a well. It could be a creek or a spring, but most of the time it's a well. The secondary source could be just that, a creek or a spring or a pond or anything that you can get water from. Now, the water itself, that secondary water source, you're not limited to necessarily having that water source right on your property. So, for example, let's just say that you find a property and it's a 5-acre, a 10 or 20-acre parcel, and you've got a nice well on it, but you don't have anything else. If you can find a creek that's within a quarter mile, half mile, a mile from your property in either direction up and down the road that crosses the road, that's a secondary water source. Now, it might not be on your property, and it'd be better to have it on the property,
right?
But at least it's there. It exists.
Yeah.
So the idea is to never, ever put yourself in a position where you don't have water. So water is number one.
Okay. So the Redoubt Ranch is covered in that way. We have a well. Mm-hmm. We have our own well.
Mm-hmm.
And a generator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on getting a hand pump for that. But I also have a four-wheeler with a trailer and, you know, a couple of 10-gallon jugs with a creek, a quarter of a mile one way and then about a mile and a quarter the other way.
Precisely.
Year-round. Yeah. So...
Yeah, okay. That's exactly right. The whole idea is just to make sure that you're going to be able to get water for yourself and your family no matter what.
Absolutely.
Regardless of what. Your generator quits, your generator, it won't run your water pump, you know, for your well. Okay, that's fine. As long as you can get your hands on water, you're going to be okay.
Sure.
Water's number one. And then secondarily, you know, the second thing that for most folks that I really, really want for them is to have a property that's not visible from a publicly maintained road. And if it is visible from a publicly maintained road, that the part where they're going to actually live is up above the road or it's hidden. I don't want anybody driving by on the road looking down into any of my clients' property, and I think that it's foolish to be there because the idea is that...
Defensibility.
It's defensibility, this is what you're looking for. And you know, if people are driving by, you know, you're literally on TV for them every time they pass back and forth in front of your house.
Right.
So things don't go bad for another 3 months or 6 months or 2 years. They're still going to know that you guys always park your cars on the right-hand side of your house and you come out on the left-hand side. And in the morning you do this, in the afternoon you do that. There's no reason to give any of that stuff away.
Right.
Why?
Not to mention it's going to be on Google Street View.
You go for the whole world to see.
That's
right. Well, yeah, we need to share all of our information.
Absolutely. You
know? Yeah, everybody needs to know, especially the NSA and all those guys. Right. Not that they'd be watching what Google puts up.
Open and transparent. That's what Obama says.
Yeah, well, it really is. Yeah. You know, yeah. Yeah, we're open and transparent. He's not.
Right.
Yeah, that's how
well,
it works.
He says he is, so well, I guess that counts. As long as you claim it, right?
Really? Yeah, as long as you claim it. I mean, it goes along. Well, I mean, you can get, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC. They all agree with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, sure.
We're all agreeable.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So so defensibility and really privacy.
Privacy.
You know, stay off the radar of everybody that can scope out everything you got and your activities.
Yep.
Okay, what would be the third thing?
Garden area. I want people to have a garden area. See, where we're at, you know, this is mountainous here, and you're not going to have typically a lot of flat ground unless you're down in the bottom of the valley. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to have people just make sure that they've got an area that's, you know, at least 30 feet by 50 feet or bigger, you know, that they can put an actual garden in and fence it.
Right.
You know, because, you know, there's a lot of difference between having the hobby garden that the majority of folks in the United States have versus having a garden that you actually have to use as subsistence.
Right.
So subsistence means garden and fence.
Yes.
You've got to put up fence, 6-foot, 7-foot fence to keep the deer out and keep the animals out.
Yeah, we have issues with moose.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them around.
Some people have horses. Some people have cows. We have moose.
You got moose. That's right. That's right. I got a border collie that thought he was going to get killed last night by a moose. behind my house, but basically the idea is a good enough garden, a good enough sized, you know, fairly level piece of land, or at least, you know, you know, benched with fence around it to make sure that the animals aren't going to come in and eat it. That food's yours. If it gets eaten by somebody else, you're doomed.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And preferably not a land mostly of granite like, you know, we had to do. But hey, we had to protect Studio A of Radio Free Redoubt. So, you know, we chose granite. So we
you want to make sure you had hard ground.
Deep within the mountain.
That's right. That's right. Right. Earthquakes will never hurt us.
So we hope. Right. We had an earthquake actually a month ago.
We did too. Yeah. We did too. That was amazing.
Schmidt felt it.
That's right.
But, okay. Now, what, here's the other thing too. a lot of folks have businesses or jobs. They're like, look, I'm in my 30s or I'm in my 40s. I got another 20 years to go. I'm a nurse. I've got to be close to jobs, access. You know, I'm a machinist. I can't just live out in the boonies yet. I can't pull that off. What barriers have you seen folks have to overcome or take into consideration in the area where you're selling on real estate? In the Washington or Spokane, Kootenai County, greater, that area?
You know, that's really a judgment call for each individual person. You know, to be honest with you, my own personal feeling, everyone that buys a piece of property, a piece of land or a home or whatever, they're doing that for their own convenience. So everybody has to make their own choice.
Yeah.
So let's just say that you work in a machine shop and you don't want to be more than 20 minutes away from it. Well, the machine shops are going to be in Spokane or they're going to be in Coeur d'Alene. They're not going to be on the outskirts. So that being the case, the person themselves, the individual that's buying the home or the piece of land, they have to make their own judgment call. Do I want to be closer to the city, putting my family in more danger, paying more money for the property? Or do I want to be out farther away and pay the extra price of an additional 10 or 15 or 20 minutes each way to get into town? Now, for me personally, I'll pay that. I'll drive that extra 15 or 20 minutes to get to town with the idea that I'm going to be more secure. If things hit the fan, not if, but when things hit the fan, I've got a lot better chance of being okay. You know, I've got less people that are going to become rummaging through my, you know, yard or 20 acres or whatever I own. So it's a personal call. I mean, I've got preppers that move here that are literally within, you know, 10 minutes of, you know, Hayden. And, you know, and that's absolutely great. But the idea is that the farther you can get away from the cities, you know, the better.
Absolutely.
You know, to me. But it's, again, it's a personal call. I mean, some folks, you know, just, you know, they're being close to work is more important, you know, than security.
Yeah. It might be totally worth it for you to have a 30 or 40 minute drive because the solitude and peace that you have on that property makes it so worth it to drive to the Spokane Valley or to the Coeur d'Alene area. It's, and I can understand that. I've been there, done that.
It's the truth. And see, the thing of it is that in North Idaho, I don't know about Spokane so much, but in North Idaho, you're generally always going to be either in a valley or very little ways up into the mountains anyway. So you're never really going to make it more than 25 or 30 minutes away from a town anyway.
Sure.
You're not going to, you're just, you know, people think, a lot of folks will call me, they'll say, hey, listen, I got to be close to a town. I can't be in a place where I'm going to be an hour and 15 minutes away from town. And I tell them, listen, if you're going to be an hour and 15 minutes away from town, you got a good chance of not being in the state.
Right.
If you're in the northern part of Idaho, it's just not that big, you know.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. We've got John from Post Falls on the line. Thank you, sir, for calling into Radio Free Readout. Do you have a question or a comment for our guest?
A quick comment. I'm really enjoying the show, gentlemen, but I figured I'd been at it two hours in the garden, so I'm tired of pulling knapweeds. I'd better take a break. I had some comments regarding your secondary water source, and that's rain catchment, and a metal roof is certainly ideal for that, although your AM listeners, it does block the AM. And I came across a really interesting gadget online. It's called a first flush diverter. You can start page that, first flush diverter, and it takes all the crud, it throws that water away, or you can divert it into plant irrigation and so forth. And then the second thing is one wants to be alert for the threat from the socialists. It's my understanding it's illegal to collect your rain off your own roof on your own property in Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah. In many places, John, you bring up a really, really good point. And I started to say this and we got sidetracked, but I just got the reason why I was going to bring it up is because a redoubter that I know gave me a personal tour of his new rain catching system with a giant a tank that he got from Australia, got it imported here. It's just a massive, I think, 1,000-gallon tank, self-reliant. You're right, but it is. His is covert, not because it's illegal, but because he doesn't want somebody else looking going, hey, you got water, no fair, you know. But you're right, it is. It's something that, especially in California, it is highly illegal. I mean, you'd be better off snatching a kid off the street than getting caught stealing rainwater in some places.
Wow.
I don't know what you're talking about. California's got a lot of water.
Yeah, they do.
It's in the ocean.
Hey, thanks for that. Thanks for that tip, John.
You bet. I'll get back to waiting.
good deal. First flush diverter. I had not heard of that. I'm going to look that up. So thanks, John, for sharing that with the listeners. God bless. And yeah, take a break. It's hot out there. Pulling knapweeds is not fun, but it's a necessary evil. Mm-hmm. Speaking of gardens, huh? Okay, now we were talking about, the commuting and the jobs, and that's just a personal decision everybody's going to have to make. However, I do want to encourage the listeners that the industry is there. They're concerned about, what if I am willing to make a 30-minute commute, and then I find out it's a 300-minute commute to the nearest XYZ thing that I do, you know, and so they're obviously researching that prior to relocating. And between Spokane and the Kootenai County areas, there's so much industry in the area and more coming in all the time. It's real favorable.
Yeah. There are jobs. I mean, people can get jobs and there's work to be done. It really just ends up being a personal decision. I mean, you know, some folks, you know, have no problem with the idea of a 30 or 35 or a 40 minute commute. And other folks, you know, think that that's just horrible. So it's really just up to the individual.
Okay. So we're coming down to the end of our time. I want to make sure that they get all the information out there for being able to contact you. Go to your website, exploring more if they're looking for property and wanting to relocate. You got some other great features on your website too that I like. I'll talk about in just a second. But yeah, go ahead and plug your website.
Okay. My website is revrealty.us. That's www.rev for revolutionary, realty.us. And my telephone number is 208-667-1776. That's 208-667-1776. On our website, we specifically put together a lot of information on North Idaho about water rights, mineral rights, spring development, solar power installations. I mean, there's a pile of stuff on there that we put on that are pretty much questions that I get every day. And we wanted to basically get information out because we think that the more informed people are, especially our buyers, the better buyers they're going to be.
All right. RevRealty.com. We're out of time, folks. Thanks so much.
No, dot U.S.
I mean, dot U.S. Dot U.S. Did I say com?
Yes.
U.S. Dot U.S.
Thank you.
Save me. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow night and next week right here on KTW 630 AM.